Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Back to Basic season. This is episode 1.2, where we are discussing the types of intuition we can receive. Now, last week, we talked about how many names and explanations for intuition there was and how hard it is to know exactly what intuition is. It's been referred to as gut instincts, a feeling in my bones, a hunch, or even the sixth sense. But it doesn't really explain exactly what intuition is. That is more about how we receive that intuition and what it seems like to us. So to really understand intuition, we have to understand where it is coming from. Now, we talked about how we have the two bodies, the physical human body that evolves through DNA and the physical side of life. And we also have that spiritual being that resides in us that comes via the spiritual realm. And it directs or guides us towards our purpose in life. Now, when the spiritual being comes into the physical human, while still in vitro, that is, still in a womb, it creates us, a human being. Now, intuition is the communication between the spiritual being and the human body. It's the guidance and information or messages that come from our spiritual side to our physical side in order to create action. Now, that's what we talked about last week, and this can be achieved in many different ways: emotionally, physically, mentally, and visually. And that brings us to today's subject, the types of intuition. Now, there is four main types of intuition, as we just said, that comes from our spiritual being. And we can often experience them in varying degrees. So sometimes we feel the physical types of intuition more so than the visual, but we have the ability to receive all of them. Now, some of the aspects are rolled in together as a type, and sometimes they're not so easily defined as we would like to believe. For example, emotional intuition can have physical effects on you. And mental intuition can have you doing things that you have no idea why you are doing them. And you'll find out more about that later in this podcast from my personal experience. But for now, I want to go deeper into the types of intuition there are, so you can start to understand the type of intuition that you may be experiencing at this moment, or what is stronger for you. Over the next few podcasts, I'll go even further into these types of intuition with personal stories that may help you understand these different types a little clearer. So last week we touched on physical intuition and how our body can relay intuitive messages to us when you listen to it or give it some time. Now, while I was heavy in labour with my first child, Mum directed me to listen to what my body was telling me. I kept on asking her, when do I go to hospital? When do I go? When do I go? And she just kept saying, your body will let you know. Listen to your body. Now, it was hard at the time because I was heavy in labour, but I started to quieten down and I started to slow down and listen to what my body was saying or doing. And she was right. It was telling me. I started to let the labour come on more naturally, and I intuitively knew what to do More importantly, when to go to hospital to give birth. So that was part of the physical intuition. Now, intuitive eating works in a very similar way to this principle. So they say to listen to your body and to become aware of what your body wants to eat. Now, the secret to intuitive eating is to ask why the body wants it and wait for an intuitive response. For example, you might feel like eating hot chips. And when you ask your body why and go beyond the normal response of I'm hungry, you might get messages such as, they remind me of a time when the family would go together and have fish and chips on the beach. They were happy times, and eating chips brings back those happy moments, even if it's just a fleeting memory. But don't worry, we'll be holding an interview with an intuitive eating therapist in the next season. So subscribe to the podcast now and you won't miss out. One area that I often get physical intuitive messages is when I get an itchy left palm and I know that something or something of value is being created for me. Usually it is of a financial nature, but not always. And sometimes I'm not even aware of it at first. And then I realize I'm scratching my palm as it's itchy. I get excited about the prospects of receiving money or something of value. And the more I think about it, often the more my right hand becomes itchy, which usually means we're going to be giving something of value away. So, such is life. When I get excited about the left palm being itchy, the right one will often flare up as well. And we do tend to receive and give of equal value. So physical intuition can be as simple as that. But it also can be sometimes a secondary response to emotional intuition when it comes to things like butterflies in the stomach. So you're feeling that the body is feeling the physical signs, but it started off as an emotional intuition that leads to physical responses. Now, this is done to ensure you're getting the messages or paying attention to your intuition. If you're not aware of it in one way, like emotionally, it'll be sent to you again in another way, like physically, which is such the case on butterflies in your stomach. You're feeling nervous, and that's the response it's getting. Now, emotional intuition is normally the most prevalent form of intuition, and yet it is the hardest one to decipher. We will question emotional intuition, and mostly because we are not confident in trusting what our emotions are telling us. Let's face it, there's been many times that I have followed my emotions, and well, the results didn't quite seem to be favourable at the time. The secret here, again, is about getting quiet and going within to ask and listen for the answers. If you are emotionally strung out, you're not going to be aware of anything remotely positive if all you're doing is feeling angry, frustrated, or annoyed. I'll give you a hint here. The more negative emotion, the denser its energy, so the more of physical in nature it will be. The more positive an emotion, the lighter the energy will be, and the more spiritual in nature it will be. Following the lighter emotions, not the heavy ones, will give you a better result. Even warnings come in a lighter format than the negative heavy energies. And I will talk about a situation where the devil presented itself to me, and yet it wasn't that heavy, fearful emotion that I felt. It was a light, warning emotion. And therefore, I got a very positive result from it. But that's later. So why do we have so much trouble with our emotional intuition? Anyone who has emotional intelligence would be aware that when they're feeling something, the first thing they do is analyze what they're feeling and why they're feeling it. And that's usually my problem, over-analyzing my emotions until I'm not sure what I'm feeling or if I'm feeling it rather than thinking it, or if I'm thinking it and not feeling it. I don't know about you, but I can run myself around in emotional circles at times ending up exhausted and not really achieving a great deal. However, one way to really understand emotional intuition is, again, looking at the density of the emotions. Now, I know you would have all walked into a room just after somebody had had an argument, and you can feel the density of the emotion as you walk in. You could almost cut the tension in the air with a knife. Your spiritual side of you is picking up those heavy emotions, and they're being relayed to you in a millisecond. Intuitively, you will look around to see what's going on in the room. You can feel that there are strong emotions hanging around, but you don't know exactly what they are or who they have come from. Now, again, these are strong emotions you'll be feeling, and they're probably of a negative nature, but they are lighter than the really dense ones. Obviously, they're dense, but for you, you're feeling it, and you're feeling it as a lighter issue because you know it's actually not you. You know it's coming externally from you. Once you're feeling that, then you look for the visual signs to help you to decipher what is going on in the room. So you've picked up the emotional intuition's come to you, you've picked up that emotional feeling, and then you look for the visual signs. So visual intuition is sectioned out from the five physical senses, because it appears to be our most reliable form of intuition. You know, we have that feeling that if we can see it, we know it's true. But it's also one that's used in marketing and advertising to help push sales up and get you into the right positive path to purchase. So we can use visual intuition in many, many ways. But visual intuition is when you see something that catches your eye or something you notice but other people don't. Now, it can be as simple as seeing repeated numbers or certain numbers. For a long while, I was always seeing numbers running in order, like 1, 2, 3, 4. So it could be like 12:34 p.m. Whereas others often see numbers like 11:11 or their favorite number constantly popping up over certain periods of time. This is visual intuition. Now, if you can imagine, I see, say, 12:34 or 1, 2, 3, 4. For some reason, my eyes are directed towards a clock, the computer screen, something that at that particular time is 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, you know how quick that time frame goes. If it's 12:34, it doesn't take long to become 12:35. And yet I see 12:34 all the time, or 1, 2, 3, 4. And it is the same with 11:11. If you see 11:11 on the clock, it doesn't take long, 1 minute, to become 11:12. So there is reasons why these numbers are popping up in front of us, and it's not the numbers popping up, it is you being directed to see that. One of the other areas of physical intuition is when you hear something that no one else seems to hear or no one else picks it up. And I do this often in the car, where you hear the radio announcer say something, and I've turned to my partner and said, "Did you hear that?" And he goes, "Oh no, I wasn't listening." So for some reason, he had been directed somewhere else to look or think or hear or see, and I had been directed to listen to that. That's how your intuition is working. So visual intuition can be accompanied with physical intuition. When you see something that catches your eyes, more like butterflies around the room, and you hear someone else say something about it, or the news reports on it and it pops in it pops up in your Facebook feed. So you may see something and then you'll hear about it, you'll speak about it, you'll be shown it again and again a few times over. It's times like this that I would jump onto Google and find out what butterflies mean. So say I've seen a lot of butterflies, or one happens to land near me and I see it on Facebook or somebody else said, oh, did you notice all the butterflies around? That's when I start to go, okay, what does that mean? What is my intuition trying to draw my attention to, which is obviously butterflies? So I'll Google it and see what it means. Now, for me, they mean transformation. It's going from the chrysalis to emerging and emerging into a butterfly. Then I would look at, okay, well, what's my life going through at the moment? What sort of changes could be happening, taking place, or perhaps they should be taking place? And this is how my intuition is showing me visually what I should be doing and where I should be doing it. The other thing is with the numbers too, I look up and look, I'll Google up what angel numbers mean. And it gives me some sort of an understanding, 1111, that my spirit guides are around me or something's happening around me. And that's how my intuition is telling me to look at that, check that out. We see everything for a reason. Now, we might not know what that reason is straight up, but we see it for a reason and it will come back to us somewhere down the track. So visual intuition seem a little bit more concrete and easier to follow. When numbers are jumping up in front of you or butterflies are flying around, it's easier to get an understanding of it. And we don't put it down so much as coincidence. We tend to look at it a little bit deeper. But coincidence is really your intuition lining things up so you can see, hear, feel, think, or experience what is needed in order to guide you to your higher purpose, your spiritual purpose. And then we come to mental intuition, which involves our inner thoughts and knowing. It's like that inner voice that seems to come from nowhere. But the problem is when we say that inner voice, we think we can actually hear it. But that's not always the case. It's more of we think it, but we don't think it. We just know it. It comes to us. So I'm just going to give you this experience that I had. And when I reflect back on the experience, it still surprises me. I'm still in total awe as to what happened. I remember it as clear as day, and it happened in early 2008. And I had not long decided to move to the Gold Coast to take up full-time university. So I was busy selling, giving away or packing up my three-bedroom home ready to move into a one-bedroom granny flat 3 hours' drive away. So as you can imagine, my head was pretty busy with the details and getting things organised. Now, I was returning from the local op shop where I had just dropped off some stuff, and I was going along my usual route. And I was coming to a T intersection, so I was slowing down. I was due to turn right at this T intersection, so I was slowing down, ready to go home. And it was a giveaway sign, so although you don't have to come to a complete stop, I was pretty close to stopping as I checked the direction in both ways to see that it was all clear and nothing was coming. And I put my foot in the accelerator and I started to move out of the intersection when I violently, and I do mean violently because it frightened me, I violently jammed my foot on the brake so hard that I almost hit my head on the steering wheel. Now, my car stopped in the middle of the first lane, and I just couldn't believe what I had done. I'd looked up in sort of complete bewilderment, and I actually remember saying to myself or scolding myself, saying, what on earth are you doing? You've stopped in the middle of the lane. There could be oncoming traffic that could hit you. But luckily there wasn't. There wasn't any traffic coming to on my right-hand way. But I just couldn't believe what I had done or why I had done it. It was so out of character. So I was still in a little bit of disbelief, you know, and this is happening so quickly. And yet, you know, when we talk about it, it just seems to be forever. But it was happening so quickly. Still in sort of a bit of shock, I went to accelerate to actually cross the intersection and get over into my lane. And all of a sudden, on the left-hand side, I heard a noise and turned. And in an instant, this car came flying over the hill. And I do mean flying. All four wheels were off the ground. As I spun my head around, it just sped past me in a split second. I just, I just couldn't believe it. It happened so fast. Now, if I hadn't have stopped, that car coming over the hill with that sort of speed would not have only hit me. It would have wiped me out completely. And to this day, I still do not recall hearing anything or feeling anything that made me do that. It still shocks me that I hit the brakes so hard with such determination, and I told myself off for doing it because it was bloody dangerous. I couldn't believe I did it. So I refer this as mental intuition. It was mental thoughts that came to me and I reacted without thought, question, or analyzing. It was an instant response that I have still to this day no comprehension about. I still don't understand what happened. Obviously, it wasn't my time to leave this planet on that day, and the drastic moves were needed to be made. So this experience was so surreal that it has left me with this huge wake-up call about what intuition was and how we used it. Now, although this story had an enormous impact on my life, most people will use mental intuition to seek answers to questions. What they will do is they will actually ask questions and you will seek answers, mental answers from it. So you'll get thoughts, feelings, or emotions that will come back to you. Now, this is my main way of using mental intuition. And I tend to use it if I get stuck with something in life and I just sort of need a little bit of an understanding. The best time to do this, because you've got to be quiet, you've got to be still to receive that information, especially when it's in your head, and my head always is always going. So the best time to do this for me is when I lay in bed ready to go to sleep. I'll ask a question or two, and sometimes the answers can be delivered in my dreams. So that's mental and visual intuition combined. Or usually the information, ideas or thoughts come to me while I'm in the shower the next morning. Now, mental intuition, in fact, any intuition is stronger when you're near bodies of water, such as beaches, rivers, lakes, or streams. And in my case, because I'm quiet and there's not a lot of things to distract me in the shower, because you sort of just go along doing your thing, I get a lot of downloads, what I call my downloads, in the shower. Now, other areas I often get them to is when I'm out walking in the forest or the open plains or just being surrounded by plants. So any areas of nature will help, but water is a stronger conductor for your intuition. And maybe it's because we're more at peace during water or around water. So to really experience intuition, the secret, any types of intuition, the secret is to be aware. Notice what you see and take a mental note of it. Be aware of what you're feeling and acknowledge it. Is your body telling you something or guiding you towards something? And remember, positive thoughts and ideas come to you from somewhere. They come to you from your spiritual being directing you towards your life purpose. So pay attention. It's really important. You want to understand what your intuition is and how you're receiving it. You can receive it physically, visually, mentally, or emotionally. But you need to pay attention. And you will get lots of information. And you don't need to take on all of that information, but you do need to be aware of it. So next week, we'll go a little bit deeper into emotional intuition. But for this week, that is what we've talked about as far as our types of intuition. So I've hoped you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you've got some understanding. And you may understand a little bit more about how you receive your intuition, what's your strongest area, or you may receive it in a few different ways. And in next week's episode, in episode 1.3, it's about how does your intuition work? That's what we'll discuss in that one. And it will be along the lines of emotional intuition. We will discover the strongest form of intuition, which is emotional, and how it works. And the main ways our spiritual body will communicate with the physical body is via emotions. It's energy in motions. But we mustn't let our energy rule us, especially if it's negative. So next week, find out how the spiritual being uses energy, emotion, or emotions to guide, support, or direct our physical body towards its greater life purpose. So that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Please connect with me on any of the social media profiles. I am Susan Jane, the Intuitist. Or just add to the notes and subscribe to the podcast if you don't want to miss out on any episodes. Remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and thank you for listening.